Chapter 2, this is not my title necessarily, but Romans, excuse me, chapter 3. And I'll read 13 with 14. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they've used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips. Underlying poison. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Amen. Underline the word bitterness. Amen. Let's read Ephesians chapter 4 and beginning with verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Here's some of the ways you can help grieving the Holy Spirit or keep from it. Let all bitterness, draw a line under it, round ring around it, or make a mental note of it. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Amen. Here's the opposite of bitterness. And be ye kind one to another. Amen. Is there anybody in this world you can't be kind to? On your part, anyway. Amen. Be kind one to another. Tender-hearted. Forgiving one another. Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Amen. Couple more short ones. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. Very last verse, 40th verse. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Better. B-E-T-T-E-R. Amen. Better. Now, 12th chapter. This is 12th chapter follows the 11th chapter. Amen. Amen. There's a reason for me saying that, you know. Amen. Even though we ought to be better, there's some things we have to watch. Amen. Let me read you this holiness passage here. 12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Some paraphrasals say fall from the grace of God. That doesn't do any damage to the text. That's the way I preach it. Lest any man fail of the grace of God. What's the difference in failing of the grace of God and falling from the grace of God? No difference at all. Same thing. Amen. That's why I preach it. Praise God. That's why we have preaching. To give a further explanation of the Word of God and give the sense so people can grasp it better. Amen. That's the reason for preaching. And lest looking diligently, lest any man should fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Now, what might happen when you get bitter and fail of the grace of God? Huh? Lest there be any fornicator, a profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. And ye know how that afterward he would have inherited the blessing, but he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. I'd like to preach for a little bit tonight on better or bitter. Amen. Better or bitter. Bitterness is taken from the Greek word pikria. Amen. It means acridity. Amen. Bitter. Especially poison has the indication of poisonous. A bitter poison. Amen. The word bitter is taken from the Greek word pikros. It's through the idea of piercing, sharp, pungent, acrid. Get the combination here tonight. Pierced with poison, like a poison arrow or a poison dart. Pierced with poison. Amen. Let me give you another definition of the word forgive. It's translated in the Hebrew from the word salak. To forgive, pardon, spare. Forgive in the Greek is taken from the Greek word aphiemi. To send forth, to cry, forgive, forsake, lay aside, leave, let alone, omit, put away, suffer, yield up. Amen. One of my dictionaries says to give up resentment against. That's forgiveness. Amen. Page 2. Amen. I've not got to my text yet. May not. You say I'm holiness. Quote. End quote. Well, God is too. Amen. But he maketh it to rain on the just. That's the holy. And the unjust. That's the unholy. Holy God does that. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. You're going to catch on after a while to what I'm driving at. Praise God. Amen. The ultimate of the word better, when we speak of better, is to be like your heavenly Father. To be like Jesus. Come on. It is love like a love of God. That's the ultimate of the word better. That's the high and holy calling of the saints. Amen. Praise God. To be like Jesus. To be like God. You ought to favor your heavenly Father. Amen. Got them little pups up the house, giving them away. They're all spoken for, incidentally. I didn't have enough pups. Amen. And I hate to part with them almost. I like them little fellas so good. Amen. They come running to meet me. You know, they look like their mother and their father. They got white on them, like their father, a little white. Amen. They're black like their mother. Amen. You ought to favor your parents. Amen. They taught us in vocational agriculture, I'm just practicing tonight. I'm getting with it tomorrow night. Amen. They told us in vocational agriculture, the law of heredity was that the offspring will look like one or both of its parents. So if you want better hogs, better cattle, amen, better horses, better sheep, better goats, better anything, improve the breeding stock. We claim to be the children of God, don't we? Amen. I'm not accusing anybody, neither am I excusing anybody. When are we going to be like him? Someday, some sweet day, you say. Hallelujah. Amen. I read you Psalms 119 and 165, the word offend. Amen. The Greek word for offend is scandalizo. Sound familiar to you? Amen. Scandal, where we get our word scandal, scandalize. Amen. Scandalizo means to entrap, trip up, stumble, entice to sin, to apostasy, or displeasure, to make, to offend. Amen. Hebrew for offend is translated in Psalm 119, 165 from the word miksho. It means obstacle, enticement, especially like an idol. Amen. Scruple, caused to fall, ruin something or somebody, or stumbling block. Amen. That's where the word offend is. When he says, a great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them, says nothing can trip you up, cause you to stumble, entice you to sin or to apostasy, amen, or displeasure, or to make you to stumble or offend. Nothing will cast a stumbling block before you, an obstacle or enticement, especially an idol or a scruple, cause you to fall or ruin you, amen, or be a stumbling block for you. Nothing. Amen. A young American soldier with the UN in Bosnia got off the road and stepped on a mine. Became one of the first casualties in Bosnia. Only one so far, I guess. Amen. But I know he was the first. There might have been others, but he was the first casualty, I think. Amen. If I remember correctly. I wish I could tell you his name, but if I'd have known I was going to preach on this, I would have. I'd have saved it. Clipped it out of the paper. Amen. You can find those statistics yourself, however. Amen. He got off the road and stepped on a mine and became the first casualty of the peace effort in that war-ravaged land. Amen. Don't leave the road, folks. It's dangerous. Amen. Stay on the path. The highway of holiness. Praise God. Amen. Bitter are better. Praise God. The Bible says, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. It says, it commands us to love the brethren. It says to love one another. Amen. It says to love your wives, husbands, and be not bitter against them. Amen. To fail in all these areas, to love our enemies, to do good to them that hate you, love the brethren, love your wives, to fail in any of these areas is to put ourselves in confrontation against God who commanded us to do this. If God hadn't said to do it, we might get by not doing it. But since God said to do it, we have no excuse. Amen. And so God said, amen, to love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you, despitefully use you. Amen. If you salute your brethren only, what thank have you? Do not the publicans the same? On and on he goes. Amen. Be like your heavenly Father, he said, as he closes out the Sermon on the Mount, who maketh it to rain on the just and the unjust. Amen. And incidentally, I already told you, God is holiness too. Amen. This thing of bitterness tonight is the hidden reef, if you will, that sinks many a holiness ship. This thing of bitterness is the hidden reef. It's the, amen, other 7/8 of the iceberg underwater that you don't never see. You only see the iceberg sticking out, 1/8 of it. Amen. You see the iceberg over here, but you run into it over here because just a little bit of it sticking out of the water. Amen. It's the hidden reef that sinks many a holiness preacher, if you please. Amen. Praise God. There are many people right in the holiness church and right in the ranks of holiness preachers that are backslid tonight and don't realize it. Amen. How did you make it, Brother Collins? 45 years. I've passed 45 and going on 46. Better watch me. I'll be saying I've been preaching 46 years before you know it. Amen. How did you make it? Amen. I'm still smiling so sweetly for these 45 years. Amen. Still shaking hands with everybody these 45 years. Amen. Still showing the love of God and the forbearance of Christ all these 45 years. Hey, didn't backslide, didn't fall out. Amen. Didn't quit. Didn't get the heebie-jeebies. Amen. Or the morbus sabbaticus or any other vile, poisonous disease. Amen. To drag me down, and I'm still a survivor after 45 years of preaching the gospel.
Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And still considered a holiness preacher, I guess. Some say I'm holiness. To holiness, as a matter of fact. Some say I'm liberal. Amen. I like it that way. Amen. I like for the liberals to say I'm too holiness, and those that's overmuch righteous to say I'm too loose. That puts me right in the middle. Praise God. I may catch it from both directions, but did you know Jesus did too? The Pharisees wondered why he didn't wash before he ate. Amen. And the Sadducees wondered why he believed in angels, spirits, and resurrection. Amen. The only thing they could get together on was killing. The only thing they could get together on, the saints and the Acts of the Apostles, was to try to kill them. One day they was about to kill Paul, and he decided to divide the ranks, and he shouted in the midst of them, "For the resurrection of the dead, I'm called in question this day." Well, that wasn't actually the reason, but he wasn't lying. Amen. The gospel entails in its totality the resurrection of the dead. Amen. And he was using a little bit of craftiness there, and he divided their ranks immediately. The Pharisees got a hold of one arm and one leg, and the Sadducees got a hold of the other arm and the other leg, and he thought they were going to pull him apart. That's my paraphrasal in case you wonder where I got that. Amen. And that's about the only thing they could get together on. Praise God. Backslid. Amen. Till one day they wake up and their desire is gone for spiritual things. One day they wake up and they don't care whether they go to church anymore or not. One day they wake up and they don't hunger and thirst for spiritual things, gospel preaching, gospel songs. They develop a whole new set of appetites. What happened? Amen. It all goes back to a root of bitterness. Did you notice it said, lest the root of bitterness springing up, amen, and many be defiled? Amen. Many be defiled. Oh my. Amen. You don't backslide by yourself. Praise God. Looking diligently, 15th verse, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Amen. But it don't just only trouble you. He said, many would be defiled. Amen. I mean, when you get shot with this poison arrow of bitterness, the unholy contagion will poison others around you. Amen. Oh, boy. Praise God. Amen. I better get on, I guess. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm going to get it off the ground or not. Amen. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. One way we can safely, nobody will know it except that more discerning type person. He may not connect it. Amen. I have personal friends in the ministry. Amen. Otherwise, but especially in the ministry, that through the years I watched, helped them get started preaching, helped them in their early ministry, helped them when they was just on their wobbly legs to preach and encouraged them. Amen. And saw them grow up in the ministry and become some of our leading evangelists and youth camp speakers and teachers. Amen. But I noticed this through the years, increasingly. Every time I was in their company for any length of time, they didn't have anything good to say about any preacher, other preacher across the country. Amen. Even some of the best of men, it was a tolerant tongue-in-cheek attitude. Amen. I walked up to one of them after this had developed over a period of years at a camp meeting somewhere in the late western United States. Amen. And shook hands with him, asked him how he was doing, and he said, sometimes, he said, I feel like I could cuss. This is a holiness preacher. Amen. I thought about this years later. Amen. After he had completely left the ministry. Amen. And this scandalizo had taken place. The offense. Amen. Had taken place. And he had stumbled and led some more down the path with him, poisoned by the same poison. Amen. Folks, it all started with bitterness. Amen. He had sickness, operations, healing, occasional recurrence, sickness. Amen. Which is oftentimes the pattern. Troubles can make you or break you. They can break you or make you a man. Amen. If we're not careful in the times of trial, we'll look around and see others that's doing so much better physically, financially, and every other way. Amen. And we ourselves, we're going through it. I mean, we're hubbing it. Amen. We're sledding it. I mean, dragging bottom, praise God. I like to turn your attention to the 73rd Psalm, if you don't mind. Amen. Truly God is good to Israel. So far, so good, isn't it? Amen. Even to such as are of a clean heart, that's good too, isn't it? Isn't that good? Amen. But something happened before he gets done, hardly started with this psalm. He said, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Amen. Why? Because I got to looking around and saw how the foolish and the sinners and the wicked were doing so much better than I was doing. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Well, isn't that what it said? For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They're not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than the heart could wish. Beware of looking too much at the prosperity of the wicked. Best thing to do is not pay attention to it. It don't mean a thing. Amen. They are corrupt, speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens. Their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, Bible, the old adage today is let your fingers do the walking. He said their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. They say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily I, watch out now, verily I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency in vain, he said. Did you notice? It is no profit for me that I have denied myself and bore the cross and lived for God. Look, the wicked doing better than I'm doing. Amen. All day long I've been plagued and chastened every morning. Well, well, well. Amen. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. Whose children? God's children. Offend? Cause a whole bunch of children of God to stumble because they're listening to me for answers. They're looking to me for answers. They're looking to me for revelation. Amen. And I should offend against the generation of our children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Amen. The poison dart had almost entered his system. Amen. But he does the right thing. He said, I went to the sanctuary of God and then understood I their end. Hey, folks, it's not so much what you can see going on now. It's the end. It's not so much that you see the wicked riding high now. It's the end. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou cast them down to destruction. When Jonathan Edwards, after fasting and praying for 3 days, wrote down his message, sinners in the hands of the angry God, an angry God, he took it from this very text right here. Thou hast set their feet, surely thou hast set their feet in slippery places. Amen. With his thick eyeglasses, he read his sermon that morning, but it was so power-packed that the people fell out in the aisles and cried out loud, have mercy on us, Mr. Edwards! Amen. Because they saw the end of the wicked. Praise God. Amen. There's just a lot of good stuff in that 73rd Psalm. I'll not go on with it. You read it. The rest of it's just full of good stuff. Amen. But I'd like to enumerate some things that cause bitterness. Amen. A brother called a friend of mine last week. Amen. And he said, I'm going to quit church. Amen. They talked to him on the phone for, I believe, a solid hour. He said, because God hasn't answered my prayers and put my home back together again. Amen. And nothing's working out. And nothing's going right for me. I'm going to quit church. Praise God. After talking to him on the phone, my friend said that he's still going to church. Amen. So he talked to him first day, yesterday or day before. Amen. And he's still going back to church. Praise God. Folks, that's where you'll get the answer. Go back to the house of God. Amen. Go back to the altar. Go back to God one more time. Praise God. There's a cure for what's ailing you. Amen. If the serpent of bitterness has bit you and the poison is coursing through your veins, you'll not be the only one go down. You'll not be the only one go to hell. Your children will be infected by it if you're not very careful. Amen. You got a wife living for God and a husband that's not living with God, or vice versa. There's a strong chance that half of the children will be affected one way and half the other way. Amen. You don't want to backslide. You don't want to fall from the grace of God. You want to remain that standard. Keep that standard. Be that standard. Be that light for others to rally to. Praise God. If you've stumbled and fallen, be honest to God about it like David was it. Get up and walk again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know several preachers and preachers' wives. Amen. And we was talking to one just a week ago. They too have had a battle with bitterness. As we discuss this very subject that I'm going to be preaching on a little, I'm just practicing tonight. Amen. Pray I'll be able to set it on fire after a while. Amen. If I can get it thawed out tonight, maybe we can cook it up. Praise God for somebody else along the road. Hallelujah. Amen. But his wife spoke out loud about her battle with bitterness. There is a many a preacher's wife, amen, that is inwardly backslidden today because they fought a battle with bitterness for a long time. Amen. You don't want to allow it to happen. Praise God. What are some of the things that cause bitterness? Amen. In some of these texts that I've read to you, you heard the word pride mentioned. Amen. Pride is one of the leading things that causes bitterness. Religious or otherwise, wounded pride is a bitterness-provoking thing. Amen. Envy. Amen. In one of these texts, including the 73rd Psalm, he said, I was envious of the wicked. No matter who you're envying, who you're jealous of, amen, envy and jealousy is one of the leading causes of bitterness. You will think by the dictation of demons, little demons will jump on your shoulder and tell you that it's your brother that's keeping you from being a success. That it's your sister that's keeping you from being a success. Amen. Johnny Wade Sloan was preaching years ago, and in early ministry, him and Ronnie Harrison both was with me up at Middletown. I brought them both to Ohio. Amen. I was the first one to bring Johnny Wade Sloan into Ohio. He's 19 years old at that time. Freckle-faced, slim, young preacher from down Arkansas and Oklahoma. Amen. And sometimes I had him and Ronnie Harrison both in the house at the same time staying with us. Amen. Years later, Johnny Wade told a story how he fought a battle with jealousy Amen. Because he thought that it was Ronnie Harrison that was keeping him, amen, from being the success he ought to be. Amen. No, it wasn't Ronnie. Amen. No, it wasn't your brother. No, it wasn't your husband. No, it wasn't your wife. No, it wasn't your enemy. No, it wasn't your competition. Amen. It was your get ready now. I'm going to load it on you. I'm going to give you the whole load right now. It was your unbelief. Amen. If you got faith in God, you not got any excuse to get mad at any other preacher. He can't hurt you if you believe God. Amen. If you got faith in God, amen, you're not getting an excuse to be bitter against any other preacher. If you got faith in God, he can't hurt you. Your faith will ride out the storm. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When I rode with a brother clear out to Missouri and back, and we talked all the way out there and all the way back, amen, I told him, I said, I know what your problem is. And he said, what is it? Just blurted out, what is it? And I said, it's unbelief. Well, I don't think so. I might have agreed with you to have said this or that or something else. Oh, no, it was unbelief. I said, the reason you've got to outdo everybody else, amen, and don't feel satisfied unless you're outdoing everybody else, always on the defense for yourself, is unbelief. Amen. And that is the underlying cause that many of these other things can keep us from staying sweet in our souls. Come on. Amen. You know sweet is the opposite of bitter, don't you? Praise God. Chastening can cause us to be bitter, especially if it is prolonged chastening. Amen. Right here in this 12th chapter, he tells us about chastening. And he says, if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Amen. Sixth verse. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Amen. But oftentimes we get bitter because we're chastened. Amen. Praise God. Affliction, whatever form it takes, persecution, prolonged, various sicknesses, ailments, diseases. Amen. Affliction. If you're really going through it, if you're not careful, amen, you'll see others that's not doing as much for God as you are, and they're all right. Amen. And you'll get bitter, either at them or God or somebody, at yourself or somebody. Amen. So oftentimes afflictions. I've seen some of my friends going through prolonged affliction, after a while, throw down their hands. Throw down the gauntlet. Throw down the standard. Amen. And say, in effect, what's the use? Amen. Chastening. Affliction. Amen. Sometimes fallen heroes causes us to be bitter. We have a weakness about us. We want heroes. We want people we can point to. Amen. Men of God sometimes. Stars. Successful people. Sometimes men of faith and power. I often wondered why the Lord allowed some of the great men of revivals past to show their blind spots and their weak spots and the rust in their armor. Amen. And I often wondered if it wasn't because we are prone to get our eyes on them instead of God. Sometimes fallen heroes. Oh, yeah, we need heroes. At least we think we do. Amen. But maybe we don't need them as bad as we think we do. I'll tell you the one hero we need to look to, and that's Jesus. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the glory that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Praise God. Oh, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. But humbled himself. That's where we don't like it. Humble himself, even to the death of the cross. Amen. How many times have preachers gone astray in churches and caused people to backslide? People right here at the Highway of Holiness Church never went back to church again, died lost without God because their hero fell, went down. Makes no difference if he comes back to God, gets right with God like David did. There are plenty, amen, in their hero worship inverted, will go down the downward road. They'll leave the beaten path and step on a claymore mine, amen, and blow themselves into eternity. Hey, I'll take the road I know. There's a way called holiness. Praise God. It's the way I want to go. Oh, glory to God. Others may say this or that or something else is better, but I'll take the road I know. I'll take the safe route. Amen. Sixthly, some of the things that cause people to become bitter is watching other people instead of watching God. David said, I was envious of the foolish. Got to looking around, watching other people. Amen. Yeah, we're a bunch of people watchers. Amen. Not washers, watchers. It'd be better off if we was a bunch of people washers, but we're watchers. And oh, amen, still letting our fingers do the walking, we let our tongue do the talking. David said, their tongue walketh through all the earth. Amen. And we feast on that juice so long, and we drink that lush, juicy gossip so long, it poisons us. We catch the same thing. Amen. Over here at the Butler County dog house pound. Amen. They've got an epidemic of distemper. They quit letting out dogs. Quit taking in dogs. Amen. Because distemper is rampaging. Amen. And he said it's an archaic virus. And once the animal gets the distemper, it's virtually impossible to cure. And they almost always die. It's that way with bitterness. You get bitter in a church dispute and voice your bitterness, there will be some folks take sides with you and you'll both be poisoned by the same poison. Amen. And you won't realize you're backslid. You'll think you're contending for holiness. All the time you think you're contending for the thing that's right. Well, I believe right's right and wrong never will be right. And, amen. And we're getting bitter and meaner all the time. Amen. Amen. This is the hidden reef that sinks a lot of holiness folks before they even realize it. Amen. I mean, they've got the church split before they realize it's poison. They won't realize to a few years down the road what they've done until it happens in that same church that split off and started a brand new church that was going to be perfect. But the unholy contagion of bitterness got in there too. And now we're having to preach to the split and the splittings and the splitters from the splittings. There's no end in sight. Amen. Because bitterness gets in. Amen. Seventhly, this may be unexpected, but this has been voiced lately, amen, by at least two different people, amen, that have backslid in our ranks from our very midst almost, amen, and that is temporary failure in prayer. They said, I prayed for my loved ones, they didn't get saved. I prayed for my loved ones and their problems wasn't solved. None of my prayers was answered. So what's the use praying? That has been said just recently from dear precious ones that have come and gone from this holy congregation. Amen. And they're backslid and admit it tonight. Amen. What if your prayers are not answered immediately? Could it be that God's got a greater answer down the road? Amen. I prayed a many a prayer that wasn't answered. But enough of my prayers have been answered that made me want to keep praying on. I've trusted a many a friend who left me to weep at dawn. But enough of my friends have proved true blue to make me keep trusting on. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret a trial. Amen. Amen. Temporary failure in prayer is not permanent denial. Come on. Hallelujah. Say it in your heart. Temporary failure in prayer is not permanent denial. Amen. Some of these folks didn't get their prayers answered either in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation or in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Amen. But God said they'd have a better resurrection. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of them, they refused to accept deliverance. Amen. Looking for something better. Oh, glory to God. Firm up here. Put your armor on, children. Amen. Take up your armor, soldiers. There's still a raging battle. I know there's casualties. I weep about them too. My heart's broken too. Paul said, who is offended and I burn not? Amen. You say you just barely can make it because you're offended. He said, follow me around a while. I've been beaten with rod 5 times. Amen. 3 times shipwrecked, a day and a night, floating with the waves going over my head. Amen. In perils among false brethren. Amen. In perils here, in perils there. Danger, danger, danger. Everywhere in jail. Persecuted, hated, afflicted, pressed, but not cast down. Amen. The devil might have knocked me down temporarily, but he couldn't hold me. Praise God. Amen. Eighthly, weary of waiting on God. Bible says they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Mount up as the wings of the eagles. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Amen. Brother Havis said, amen. Looked like it was his plight to push a wheelbarrow all the way to heaven. But he said once in a while, the Lord would let him mount up with the wings of the eagles and sail across that impossible chasm. Amen. And he'd land victoriously on the other side. And he said, I looked around and you guessed it. Sure enough, there was my wheelbarrow again. Amen. Have to get Havis to tell you about. Listen to the tape. Amen. Weary in waiting on God. Amen. There's one person in this universe that's worth waiting on. And that's God. Forget about all the rest. They'll disappoint you. Amen. Amen. You say, I've been waiting on Him. But He will come through. Ninthly, a lot of people become bitter because they became weary in well-doing. Amen. My tax man told me today, you're doing such a good work. I said, I am. How'd you know? That's what I said in my heart. All I said to him was thanks. Amen. He said, we need more like you. I thought to myself, how's he know? What does he know about me? Amen. Glory to God. God sent him by. Sat down at the table to talk over, amen, my taxes. And he told me, we need more like you. Praise God. I don't even know if he's saved or not. Praise God. You know if Bill's saved or not, Jerry? I don't know. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Be not weary in well-doing. The Bible said, in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. You getting anything out of this? Praise God. Hey, if it's been kind of dry to you, take it home and set it on fire by prayer. Praise God. I guarantee you, it'll take you through 45 more years, LL, if you'll obey it. Amen. It'll take you through, amen, 30, how many years, Brother Hughes? 36 more years. Amen. If you live that long. Praise God. How many years for you? Praise God. Some of you got gray hair in your head, and all the world sees it. They see that you just pray all the time and go to church all the time. Amen. But someday they're going to be wishing there's one of us. And the days they see us going down the road to church again, to camp meeting again, to holiness convocation again, to preaching again, to revival again, they say, there they go. Never have any fun. Amen. Never get to go anywhere. Never go see the Reds. Never saw the Rockets skate. Amen. I don't know what team that is, where they're at. Amen. Never saw, amen, the Kentucky Wildcats play. Amen. Hey, they just go to church all the time. Never have no fun. But one of these days, the trumpet's going to sound, and those sweet singing, shouting, praise God, saints of God, that kept the sweetness of God in their soul, and the bitterness out, are going to go sailing through the air, and I guess if they see us, they say, there they go. Stand with me tonight. Praise God. Amen. You'll wish you was one of us by and by. Amen. Come on tonight. Just well to get on board. Hallelujah. It ain't no easy road no matter which way you go. Praise God. Come on. Amen. As they sing tonight, let's come around the altar and let's ask God to take all bitterness out of our spirit, out of our life, and out of our mind, and out of our hearts, and out of our testimony. Amen. And make us like Jesus. Make us like God. Make us like the Lord.